Initial feedback on Kansas's 90-page plan was lackluster. Federal officials weren't sure Kansas was complying with a 2015 civil rights law requiring states to level the educational playing field. They questioned how Kansas would gauge academic progress and improve schools where students struggle year after year. Kansas education officials spent weeks revising their plan to answer those questions. Federal approval clears the way for Kansas to receive hundreds of millions of dollars to help achieve its goals, including graduating 95% of high schoolers by 2030, compared to 86% today. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.